Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Donald Trump suggested he will not be charged in connection to the ongoing Stormy Daniels hush money investigation against him, and that the Manhattan DA has already dropped the case, RadarOnline.com has learned. In the latest development to come as Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg and the Manhattan grand jury prepare to weigh criminal charges against the embattled ex-president, Trump told reporters on Saturday that he is off the hook in connection to the hush money probe. "I think they've already dropped the case," he told reporters shortly after his rally in Waco, Texas on Saturday. "It's a fake case," Trump continued. "Some fake cases, they have absolutely nothing." But shortly after his claims to reporters on Saturday, Trump took to his social media platform, Truth Social, and seemingly contradicted himself regarding whether he expects to be charged in the ongoing hush money investigation. "They have absolutely no case. The only witnesses are against their so-called star witness, a serial liar, convicted felon, and disbarred lawyer," Trump wrote, referring to his former personal attorney Michael Cohen. "I did nothing wrong, and they know it," he continued. "This, and everything else that they are doing with the DOJ-led witch hunt, is all about election interference, their new and highly sophisticated method of cheating on elections." As RadarOnline.com previously reported, Trump's comments over the weekend came as the Manhattan grand jury continues to weigh whether to charge the embattled ex-president with crimes connected to allegations he paid adult film star Stormy Daniels $130,000 from campaign funds to keep quiet about an alleged affair between the pair ahead of the 2016 presidential election. One weekend earlier, on Saturday, March 18, Trump announced that he expected to be arrested on Tuesday, although that arrest failed to materialize. The grand jury in the case is currently scheduled to reconvene on Monday to discuss possible criminal charges against Trump after DA Bragg ordered the panel not to convene on Wednesday and Thursday. Meanwhile, sources familiar with the ongoing investigation claim that Bragg and prosecutors in the case are struggling to convince the grand jury to charge former President Trump with financial crimes connected to the alleged hush money payments to Daniels. "They are having trouble convincing the jury to swallow the case," one source said on Thursday. "It's a weak case and has caused divisions in the DA's office."
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.